The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today we're going to look at a saint whose feast day was actually at the beginning of this month, who's from a period in English history that we rarely talk about today. It was a time of intense persecution, and we need to remember it and remember those who lived through it and who gave their lives during it. Let's meet St. Edmund Campion. Edmund Campion was born in London on January 24, 1540, the son of a printer and bookseller. Edmund was, from an early age, a brilliant writer and speaker, and at 17 years old, he became an Oxford Fellow. In 1564, he was ordained a deacon in the Anglican Church, though he was already moving away from the Church of England and toward Catholicism. In 1571, he fled to France and was received into the Catholic Church. This was just after Pope Pius V formally excommunicated Queen Elizabeth I, who launched an intense persecution of English Catholics in response. In 1578, Edmund was ordained a Jesuit priest in Prague, where he had been teaching at a Jesuit school. The following year, he returned to England with Robert Persons to begin a Jesuit mission in England, entering the country disguised as a jewel merchant. The Anglican priest hunters soon learned of his presence, and he was the subject of a year-long manhunt. All the while, he ministered to the underground Catholics in England and also published two major works, his autobiography, and 10 Reasons, a defense of Catholicism and a challenge to Protestants to debate him. He was betrayed and captured on July 15, 1581, and imprisoned in the Tower of London. No amount of torture, theological argument, or bribes, some even offered by the Queen herself, who admired him grudgingly, could convince him to recant his faith. He was tried on November 20, 1581, and found guilty of treason. His answer to the verdict was this: "In condemning us, you condemn all your own ancestors, all our ancient bishops and kings, all that was once the glory of England, the island of saints, and the most devoted child of the See of Peter." On December 1, 1581, he, along with Ralph Sherwin and Alexander Bryant, was hanged, drawn, and quartered at Tyburn. From the scaffold, he prayed for the Queen. St. Edmund Campion was beatified in 1588 and then canonized in 1970 as one of the martyrs of England and Wales by Pope St. Paul VI. St. Edmund Campion, pray for us. We'll see you next time. Hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.